In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Exodus chapter 15, to what is known as the Song of Moses. It's a song that's repeated twice in the Bible, once in Exodus and once again in Revelation, where we have the words recorded there, the pieces of Moses' song. I want to begin reading at verse 1, and then we'll stop at verse 3. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. I want to draw your attention to that phrase in verse 2 where it says, I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Here Moses indicates to us that he was thankful that his God was his father's God. In other words, he had been introduced to God the Father, the true and living God, by his own father. I couldn't help but think this morning as we went around the room during our Sunday school time and listened as individuals whose fathers had passed on told a little bit about them, gave their name when they were born. Several gave testimonies of the fact that they were believers in Christ and that they were grateful that they grew up in a Christian home. I think it's important for us as fathers here today, realizing and knowing our influence that we have, that we know and give the testimony of that God is indeed our Father, so that one day our children will be able to look back and say, my father was a Christian man. My father loved God. And I know God today because my father knew God before me. That's a testimony. I think many of us are here this morning very grateful and thankful to God that we have Christian fathers that influenced our lives, and that the reason that we know the Lord Jesus Christ today is because a father became a Christian before and taught us and trained us in the Word of God that we might know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Here Moses says, my father's God. My father's God. I can't think of any higher statement to make about a dad than to say that he knew God. Amen? That he knew God, that he loved God, and that he passed on to his children the truth about God. I could not help but think this week in the tragedy that took place in Charleston, South Carolina, as more and more came out about this young man that killed 9 people in a church, having sat for an hour through the prayer meeting time and then pulled out a gun and began to shoot and kill those people that were there. As I've read about his life, he was missing some very important ingredients. He was missing a home. As I learned about his family, he came from a broken home. He drifted from his mom's house to his dad's house. And the basic reason that he drifted back and forth was to get more money because he didn't have a job. 21 years of age, had no job, was a drunk, and was a drug addict. Those that were interviewed surrounding him said they often got drunk on vodka. And if they ran out of money, he'd run to his mom's house and get some more money, and they'd go out, get him something to drink. That is the story of so many people around the world that do not have a Christian home. If you're here this morning and you're a young person, you better thank God that you have a Christian home. You better thank God you have a Christian church. Because we see the results today of those who have grown up without it. And the results that come because they don't have an anchor to put their soul into. And so I want to encourage you this morning, some of you young men here, that one day will be fathers. Do it the right way. Do it the Bible way. And then when you have children, raise them the Bible way. Because you want to have children that are a blessing. You want to have children that are on their way to heaven. And the only way that's going to happen is to set before them a godly book, knowing a godly father, knowing the principles that our godly father has given to us to train our children by. Listen, it's more important than it's ever been before in our nation's history that we get back to the book. And I hope and pray that years down the road, if the Lord tarries that long, I believe His coming is soon. But if He tarries and we go another 20, 30, 40 years down the road, I hope there'll be some young men that will be able to stand up in a church service somewhere that will be in church with their family and say, I want to thank God that I had a godly father that taught me the Word of God. There's no greater testimony that can be given. And I hope that that will be the case of the young people of Grace Bible Church.